In addition to the 1,280 participant interviews, I analyzed field notes that I had taken on sensitizing literature, conversations with content experts, and field notes from my meetings with graduate students who conducted participant interviews and assisted with the literature analysis. Additionally, I recorded and coded field notes on the experience of taking approximately 400 master and doctoral social worker students through my graduate course on shame, vulnerability, and empathy, and training an estimated 15,000 mental health and addiction professionals. I also coded over 3,500 pieces of secondary data. These include clinical case studies and case notes, letters, and journal pages. In total, I coded approximately 11,000 incidents, phrases, and sentences from the original field notes using the constant comparative method, line-by-line analysis. I did all of this coding manually, as software is not recommended in Glaserian grounded theory. I collected all of the data with the exception of 215 participant interviews that were conducted by graduate social work students working under my direction. In order to ensure inter-rater reliability, I trained all research assistants and I coded and analyzed all of their field notes. Approximately half of the interviews were individual meetings, and the other half happened in dyads, triads, and groups. Interview times ranged from 45 minutes to 3 hours, with an average of approximately 60 minutes. Adjusted conversational interviewing was utilized because it is regarded as the most effective grounded theory approach to interviewing. Coding. I used the constant comparative method to analyze the data line by line, and then I developed memos to capture the emergent concepts and their relationships. The primary focus of the analysis was identifying the participants' main concerns and the emergence of a core variable. As I conducted additional interviews, I reconceptualized categories and identified the properties that inform each category. I used selective coding when core concepts emerge, and the data were saturated across categories and across their properties. Grounded theory researchers are required to conceptualize from the data. This approach is very different from traditional qualitative methods that yield findings based on thick description of data and participant quotes. To conceptualize shame, wholeheartedness, and vulnerability, and to identify the participants' main concerns about these topics, I analyzed data line by line while asking the following questions. What are the participants describing? What do they care about? What are they worried about? What are the participants trying to do? What explains the different behaviors, thoughts, and actions? Again, I used the constant comparative method to re-examine the data against the emerging categories and their related properties.